Remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The supernatural presence of the great I Am. I'm reminded of the time in the Garden of Gethsemane when Judas brought the soldiers to take Jesus, and when they arrived with the torches and the staves and the weapons, they approached the 12 and they said, "We seek Jesus." And it's interesting, he said, "I am." That's what he actually said. But when he said that, the scripture says that all the soldiers, Judas included, fell backwards. That's the only time that I believe we see Jesus, other than on the Mount of Transfiguration, disrobing himself and showing a portion of the I Am. He showed Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, "There are some of you that will not die until they see the King or see me coming in the glory of my kingdom." That took place 6 days later on the Mount of Transfiguration. He disrobed himself and showed to the three the fullness of the Godhead that was in him. The Bible says that the brightness that came forth from him was brighter than the sun. Can you imagine that? But we want to take a look at the supernatural presence of the great I Am. As we've spoken about, it's not just, you know, going by faith and not ever sensing, or let me use the word feeling. You know, we don't walk by feeling, but I'm not talking about a feeling of cold or a feeling of fear. I'm talking about a sense that comes to our spirit, you know, a sense of his presence. Let me say a tangible presence. You know, in the Old Testament, when sacrifices were given, the glory cloud would come down, the Shekinah glory, a tangible, manifested presence. God bearing witness that he was with his people. So we're looking at now the supernatural presence of the great I Am. As we approach certain intervals of time before Jesus comes again, the presence of God on his children and on his church corporately is going to increase. That means our health should increase. He has promised us long life. He said, "My word will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones." You know, being in the presence of God will preserve you. Amen. It pushes death. It pushes aging. You know, it's like the fountain of youth. It pushes things back and prolongs life and vitality. So it's essential to want God's presence. Now, in prior services, we spoke about how we can get God to stay longer. You know, my son, he had me chuckling the other day. You know, he said Sunday, he said he didn't want the service to end. He said the Lord had come in there and the Lord was ministering to him. And he said, "You know, I hope he don't end it now." Something to that effect. "I don't stop now." That was the presence of the Lord that was here touching our hearts. And you know, when you get around people that you enjoy being around, sometimes you don't want that conversation. You don't want that to end. Well, how much more so the presence of God? In his presence is fullness of joy. There's a fullness. There's a completeness. There's a sense of identity when God comes. You know, you may have been struggling with things that you're going through, or things people have said about you, or how you might be feeling low because of, you know, mistakes or mishaps. But when the presence of God comes, there's a let me say, a re-identification. You know, all of a sudden you mount up with strength. You all of a sudden you're courageous now. Now you know you're going to make it when you thought for a moment you wasn't going to make it. Why? Because of the manifest presence of the great I am. Tell somebody, all you need is a touch from God. You know, the Lord is like a good father. Sometimes, like with Adam, when he came into the garden, you know, I can picture him putting his arm on Adam, you know, and walking with Adam. You know, like a good father. He's not the cold, hard, you know, God that a lot of us picture him being, always ready to judge you and, you know, get after you about something. No, he's a father. If you know him as a father, then you can be a son. But if you don't know him as a father, you struggle with your identity. So the presence of God is, the supernatural presence of God is given to us. And when it is given to us, when we are possessed by that presence, it's the assurance that we cannot fail. It's the assurance. When God is with you, who can be against you? If God be in your corner, who can be against you? Who can stand before you if God stands with you? A challenge we have sometimes, if God's not hearing your words, then man's not going to hear your words. In other words, if you're not in the face of God, then man is not going to pay any attention to you. But when you are in the face of God, man will hear your words. Elijah, when he confronted Ahab said, "Where do you come from?" He said, "I come from standing in the presence of God." Turn the whole nation around. The ingredient for our success, biblical success, is the presence of the Almighty God. That's the formula for success. There are no five-step formulas to power. There's all kind of formulas out there, but what we need is his presence. We looked at how God told Moses, he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Now, rest is an indication of his presence. When you are free from anxiety, when you are free from fear. See, a real test for a saint is when turbulence comes and you're not moved by it. Not so much, you know, you keep a straight face, but internally you're not moved by it. Because many can keep straight face, but inside is eating you up. Inside you're disturbed. Inside you're afraid. Inside you're nervous wreck. But when internally you can be steadfast, knowing for an assurance that God is with you. If God is with you, everything's going to work out. Amen. He won't leave. He won't forsake. He won't allow you to be defeated. All things will work together for your good. Amen. When you pray, tell someone, "Believe that you receive, and you shall have what you have prayed for." Now stop adding all the other stuff to it. Keep it simple, stupid. I ain't calling you stupid. I said keep it simple, stupid. We want to keep it simple, A, B, C. We complicate things, and we muck it all up. We complicate it and confuse it. When God says pray, believe, receive. But see, what happens is you have to capture that, what you're praying for, until it's internalized. It becomes a world on the inside of you first. You can see this thing. You know, you're skipping around the house. You don't have a dime in your pocket, but you're skipping around the house because you can see this thing. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen. You don't even know when. It doesn't matter when. All I know is I got it. I captured this thing. It's got to happen because this world is going to be reproduced in this physical world. Come on, tell somebody that's how this thing works. Capture it and it manifests itself. One of the most powerful works in the church today is to create an awesome culture of God's presence. To create a culture. You know, there are certain things that are normal to our culture that aren't normal to another culture because we've created that. But the awesome work that lies ahead of us and that we should be involved in with our life is creating a culture for the presence of God, somewhere God can dwell, where he's safe. You know what I mean? Not that he needs security or anything like that, but where he can rest his head, where he can trust us. He can give us secrets. We looked at Abraham, how Abraham got him to tarry. And the longer God tarried, the more he disclosed. You know, the more you talk to a person, you know, they may have not started out talking about certain things, but they may get on other subjects they didn't have no intention of talking about. But then all of a sudden, okay, now you're learning that person even more. Well, the longer Abraham had God tarry, before the Lord walked away, he says, shall the Lord of all the earth keep a secret from his friend Abraham? He had kept him there long enough to God say, I got to tell you some secret. I got to tell you what's on my mind. Huh? Wouldn't it be nice if God always told you what's on his mind concerning your future? This is what I see, irregardless of what the environment's saying or what your money is saying or, you know, lack of this. God says, you know, this is what I'm seeing for your future. But see, you got to learn how to keep him there. Lord, talk to me. Lord, stay with me. Tarry, Lord. If I found favor in your sight, Lord, let me stay here. Gideon did the same thing. He said, if I found favor in your sight, don't go anywhere. Let me go and sacrifice. See, many don't sacrifice. God comes, and you give no sacrifice to keep him there. But if he'll offer a sacrifice, the angel of the Lord stayed there, didn't need to sacrifice, but showed him a sign. Fire came from heaven, consumed it, to seal Gideon that this was from the Lord. We also took a look at Solomon and how God had blessed Solomon. His name means peaceable. David could not build the temple, build a house for the Lord, because his hands were full of blood. But Solomon, he said, I will give you a son, and he will build my house. And we looked at some of the things pertaining to Solomon. Let me go over a few of them. When Solomon, who was a man of rest, you see, it's important to learn how to rest, not just sleep. I'm not talking of sleep, but rest. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, rest. Believe. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's not talking about sleep, but rest, that place of tranquility, that place where your mind is not troubled, where you're not worried, you're not disturbed from things in your environment. You are hidden in a secret place. God says, I'll give you that rest. And that's not just for Sunday and Wednesday night. That's a life. You can learn to practice the presence of God and keep him with you. Even though he is with you, he will be with you in a manifest presence. We want to establish and build or create a culture of God's presence. Solomon, first of all, was given, because he was a man of rest, he was given rest from his enemies round about him. The Lord says, when your ways please him, he'll cause even your enemies to be at peace with you. When your ways please the Lord. In other words, when you are allowing God to have his way on the inside of you, when he's governing and ruling inside of you, your enemies will be at peace with you. In other words, even if they try stuff, it won't bother you. Why? Because you are at rest. Solomon had rest from his enemies round about him. Number two, he had peace and quietness was given unto Israel. What he governed over, they experienced peace and quietness all the days of Solomon.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Part 2, Position for His Presence. The manifested presence of God is felt in an awesome way, and it requires us to listen to the voice of the Great I Am. We need to learn how to keep His manifested, tangible presence with us at all times. Remain steadfast and allow His presence to keep you His perfect peace. Take your eyes off of the storm. Let God be the God that He is.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.